Welcome to 1514, a podcast of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, where we draw from the words of Romans 15:14 to encourage all Christians that they are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to counsel one another. I'm your host and director of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, Curtis Solomon. Welcome back to 1514. This week's episode is a continuation of a short series that we're doing, highlighting the content that we discussed last year at our annual leadership conference on disability ministry and biblical counseling and how the two necessarily go hand in hand. It was such a blessing to have Johnny Erickson, Tata, Ken, and a team from Johnny and Friends out with us to really think through how biblical counseling and disability ministry can partner together. Before, if you're a friend of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, you know I sent out a lot of prayer requests and asked people to be praying that that short time that we had together would result in a lot of ongoing implications that would go further and deeper and longer than we could ever even imagine. I'm really excited to report back that the Lord has been answering that prayer in abundance. There's been a regional network of churches gathering together in Southern California to discuss the partnership of biblical counseling and disability ministry. There have been seminaries who have been inviting people from Johnny and Friends or other people familiar with disability ministry to come out and teach in their biblical counseling programs classes to highlight this partnership that should be natural to us of biblical counseling with disability ministry. It's just so exciting to see that. There's also writing works and other things in the background going on. So thank you for your prayers in that, and I pray that you would continue to partner with us in praying that the Lord would use these, the time that we had together, as well as the other efforts that we are working together on, to bring glory and honor to His name and to continue to further the help and hope to those who are facing disability and affected by it. This week, the discussion is going to be between Pastor Dr. Tan Soon Young, who is pastor of the Fishermen of Christ Fellowship in Singapore, and Johnny, and they're going to talk together about the idea of pastoral care and disability. So I pray that this short episode is a real blessing to you and an encouragement to you. Enjoy.
The question Soon Young and I will be addressing is, how do we, the church, comfort brothers and sisters who are suffering, but do so with genuine compassion? And Soon Young, when I think about that question, my first response is never, ever should we dispense biblical insights, biblical counsel, as though we were slapping a pint of life-giving blood on the counter and saying, here, take this counsel, swallow it, ingest it, it'll make you feel better. Never should it be, go to this Bible study, memorize these verses, attend this support group, and leave it at that. Right. No.
I think in Job chapter 2, we knock his friends too much there.
Yeah.
They were willing to go the distance to be with him personally. When they saw him, they wept out loud in real pain, because I think they identified with him. I think being there for them and crying with him, that's very, very important for comforting and for sharing that compassion and demonstrating that compassion for one who is suffering. And we are not all required to have that kind of biblical wisdom, but we all can love and we all can show kindness and we all can care. And that's a lot more important, like what you were saying.
Okay, let's turn for a moment to the subject of hope. Hope is a thing that every person needs. We can't live without hope. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says, quote, the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. To give scripture and say to a suffering person, I don't know what God's going to do with this disability or this injury or this recent medical diagnosis or this baby born with multiple disabilities, but the Bible promises, it promises that if you will only wait, just trust in Him, God Himself will reveal something to you that is so great, so grand, so awesome, so amazing, that even you one day will say, wow. So. This is what it's all about. And this has been worth every tear I ever cried.
That's right. I think ministering to hope to somebody who is suffering, that's so important. And that's something we can all do. You know, Job chapter 6, verse 14 talks about how if you abandon a man who is despairing, you actually give an evidence that you do not fear God. Mm. And God takes it so seriously. To love somebody and to be there with him when he's suffering is something that we all should do and something we all can do. You know, I remember very often feeling really awkward with somebody who's suffering. I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to comfort the person. But in the end, I realized it's all my pride. I want to be in control. I want to have the answers. As a pastor, I thought, I know, they expect me to have all those answers. And when I don't have them, I feel kind of like ashamed and embarrassed. And sometimes I try to hide my own shame by avoiding those awkward situations. And that's just so dishonoring to Christ. Mm. I have to be there to love the person out of my fear of God. And frankly, my love for that person who is suffering is a reflection of my love for God. And if I don't love Christ and I don't love his body, of course I will not love somebody who's suffering, who's in the body of Christ. So reaching out and being there and entering into his suffering, just crying together with him, praying together with him.
And listening.
Listening, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Entering into his world, that's something we all can do. And once in a while, God will give us the insights to know exactly what to say out of his word and to bring the person along. I found that to be my experience. You know, I'm a baby pastor on this. I have no idea how to do this. But I do know that if we really care and we have a community of people who care, then we can bring God's word to bear upon the person's life in a way that gives hope to them.
Probably the most compassionate act I ever experienced when I was first adjusting to my disability, somebody simply gave me Jesus.
Right.
And friend, I think that's what genuine compassion is all about.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of 1514. If you'd like to know more about the Biblical Counseling Coalition, please visit our website at biblicalcc.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at biblicalcc or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Biblical Counseling Coalition. Thanks again for listening.